old saying is a rising tide raises all boats. I suppose you can apply that to the football there as well. But the senior footballers, you know, around that time, you were saying from 2008, from even from 2000, you could see a gradual improvement in the senior football graph from that time. But you can actually link all that back to the 90s when St. Peter's College won a Leinster senior in 92, and Good Counsel and Peters played in the Leinster final in 95, went for a replay, and we were won it. And 96 we played Peters in the final again, and were very close games. And in 99 we went and won the All-Ireland in Good Counsel, and the best team we played all year, you could say, was St. Peter's College. David Murphy and all these lads were playing, Fogarty, Doc O'Connor, Lee Murphy from Tongeen, and all these guys went on to play for Wexford, and we had a sprinkling of them as well. Shane Cullen, Eric Bradley, you go back a bit earlier, you know, Lee O'Brien and all those fellas that won those Leinster titles. So the teams that won the colleges in the 90s was the foundation of the teams, and then you add in the likes of Matty Ford and players of that calibre, and you're really away with it. So that's there was the basis for that senior surge in the first 10 years of this century there. So, and the under 21s that reached Leinster final in 2008, and then the ones in 2011, they came from good college teams, and there were a lot of work being put in at college level in football. All the colleges in Wexford, but particularly Good Counsel and St. Peter's, because they're playing at the A level, and these guys are playing against the best players in Leinster, and winning fairly regular Leinster titles. It gives young fellas confidence that they can actually do it at another level. But getting to the problem, why aren't we successful now in the last few years? But the biggest problem is the dual sports, really, the dual players. Like, I just look back at the team that won the under 21 in 2011, and I think 9 or 10 of them played county senior afterwards. You could just give a few names, like Michael Furlong is still playing, James Breen played senior football, senior hurling, Liam McGovern, Michael Regan, Matthew Hannon, Killian played a while, Kevin O'Grady is still playing, John Lacey. You know, there's some of the players. John, Tiernan Roster was a sub on that team, Barry O'Gorman. All those fellas played at some stage for Wexford senior footballers, but just lost their way a bit when Jason Ryan went. I think he was a loss, probably, you know, could have been kept on for a little bit longer. But, you know, and the fact that most of those players, like Liam McGovern, Matthew Hannon, if they were playing football for Wexford, the Wexford team at the moment, you know, if you put the best team out in Wexford at the moment, to be a match for any county in Ireland. Now, apart from Dublin at the moment, they're just so far ahead of everybody else. So the problem at inter-county level now is that you have to train for 8 months, which I think is ridiculous anyway, because that under 21 team started training in the 2nd of January, and we played our first match on the 23rd of February, I think, and we went on and won a championship, and it was nice and short and fresh, and it was really enjoyable. And the funny thing about it, the following year we had 8 or 9 of that team, and Dublin beat us in Enniscorthy in a great game, and they went on and won the All-Ireland, and their manager, the senior manager for the last 10 years there, he said that the best team to play it all year was the Wexford under 21 team in that game. And that's a game that we actually should have got a penalty near the end, and they got a soft penalty in the first half. So Kieran Kilkenny was on that team that beat us. So, and the following year we got to a semi-final. So if you put the best team out in Wexford at any, even now in minor or under 21 in football, you would be there or thereabouts. But the problem being the dual players and players not being allowed to play, which I think is ridiculous. And I think if you look at the minor hurlers this year, they were training for, and it's just the way the COVID thing, the way it panned out, they were actually involved for 12 or 13 months training for that match, and it was a panel of 34 maybe. None of the subs were used. Now that's up to the management team on the night. Just felt they were doing well, I suppose. But a lot of those fellas were denied a chance to play football with Wexford because they were told to, you know, and they've been told this year after year to concentrate on one of the games. Like, I think that if I was involved with the county board in Wexford, I would have it at minor level that you, the minor footballers and minor hurlers should train together as a panel. It would cut down on the cost of preparation of the teams, have a big panel, maybe of 40 players, and the players go play football one night, play hurling another night, or you can combine. And a lot of this training, it's overdone with. And I think that the colleges are doing really good work, and you should pick your teams from the players that are going well in the colleges, and not to be over training young lads. I think some of them are burned out by the time they actually play, and are stale by the time they start playing in championship. But I think they were overworked.
Yeah, no, that absolutely makes a lot of sense, especially when they are, you know, they're playing with their college and they're playing with their club, and, you know, they might be playing soccer or rugby or whatever. Yeah, burnout is definitely an issue for that age group, definitely. And it's been 10 years since that success now, and, you know, we have had some success with the Wexford Hurlers for the last couple of years as well. So, you know, our underage is starting to come strong. We've seen all these games development officers coming into different clubs around the county. They're starting to have an impact now. You know, you're seeing young footballers coming through. The likes of Castletown have brought through an awful lot of great footballers. Starlights had a good couple on their side this year as well. So you're keeping an eye on the college's end of things too. Do you think that there will be, you know, this kind of boost in Wexford football in the coming years, and hopefully we might see another underage success hopefully soon?
Yeah, just on that point, like, you look at it there from 2008-09 with the under-14s, for instance. Peter's won it at an under-14, had won one for a good few years, but they won one. I think we won five then up to 2016. We won the All-Ireland under-16 in 2014, but the first time it was went to All-Ireland series, and we won it again the following year. So that bunch now are all around 22, 23, and there's a few of them in there. A good few of our pupils in there with the county football team at the moment. So there is talent there at the moment in Wexford football. I think Mark O'Neill, you could name Gavin Sheehan, there's a whole bunch of them, Mark Rossiter, just a few from our own club there that are involved going into the Wexford panel. But they were all on the college teams that won the Ireland. So you can actually trace it back, the amount of work there. There's plenty of talent there. And if you can get the right players, and it'll take a few years to develop again, but these guys won All-Ireland at A level. And you look at some of the players that we played against, four of the Cork senior football team this year that beat Kerry played in the match for Rochestown in 2015 against us, and Sean Powter, and then you had your man Kingston that was playing with the Hurlers as well. They had a really good team, but we beat them well in the final. And the following year we played Brendan Killarney, and that had Clifford playing with them, and they had a few more county players as well, and we beat them. They were 10 points ahead with 10 minutes to go, but they were shocked, because every match they played after that they won it by 30 points. So if you're able to play, it was one of the finest games, college games, and you wrote about there in the paper there, like Al Laherne wrote about one of the finest college games he's ever at. But these players now are coming 22, 23 years of age, so they are there. And hopefully Shane Roach and his management team will reap the benefits of the work that was done at college level and bring these fellas through. And I wish them the best of luck with those players.
Absolutely. Here's hoping, because we'd love to see a bit of the big ball success here in the county. And just one final question. You're still working in the schools. How has being a PE teacher over Zoom, how has that even worked? And will we ever see, you know, lads out playing football for their colleges again this year, do you think?
That's a very good question. Before the lockdown came there, we were doing our best, and we kept the PE. We have, in our place, we have PE and we have games classes. So you have, everybody has four classes of PE a week in Good Counsel, and I think it was a better fresh air for the young lads, even when we came back in September, to be allowed, because some schools stopped doing PE and especially game, but we continued, you know, doing as best we could in the conditions there. But the young lads, it was a break for them to get out into the pitches and do a bit of work. You know, you had to abide by all the rules and stuff like that, but the young lads were at least allowed to play and keep their mind off of the COVID pandemic, because it can be a little bit worrying for them at times, you know. But now again it's locked down again, and you know, we talk to our students there during PE time. We have to get in contact with them there, we go through, tell them to, you know, to be conscious of the exercise, we're trying to do two or three times a week, and to do it at that time if you could, but if they were under a bit of pressure, because they're sitting down a lot now in front of computers and stuff like that, they need to get out in the fresh air, they need to get exercising, and I think a lot of people are exercising. And so when they do go back at it, and hopefully in 2 to 3 or 4 weeks time that the thing will ease off, but at the moment people have to be conscious of their health, and also if they pick up the COVID, they can be passing it on to older parents or grandparents, and that puts them into danger. Like, so they have to be careful, but they can also, you know, people can get out, and we're encouraging all PE teachers at the moment in all the schools. We'd be encouraging the young lads either to go out and, you know, practice their skills against the wall, kicking or hurling or basketball, whatever sport they're into, or get up on a bike and do a bit of exercise. Or some of them have treadmills in the house, so just get out and go for a run, go over to the local pitch and kick around. So just keep themselves busy and keep their mind off the pandemic. You know, they're doing their best. They're very resilient young lads anyway.